On this episode of Job Talk, getting started in the media industry, from comedian to radio to hosting a television show, how to stick with it and build a successful career. Hear the story right now on Job Talk.
Hi, welcome to Job Talk. My name is Dave Forrest.
And I'm Doug Minard.
Each week, we have the opportunity to speak with people of various careers and interesting lifestyles. Today, it's no different.
Dave, who we got lined up?
All right. With us today, great, great person from San Antonio, Texas, that's well known in media industry there, Chris Duhl. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Dave, Doug, I am doing great. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the podcast with us. Now, I've known Chris for a number of years, radio, television, advertising, and we did some things together down at KLRN, the public television station there in San Antonio. Let's start with this. When did you start getting into the radio field?
Well, it's interesting, Dave. I one of my majors in college was broadcast journalism. I always, when I was young, I kind of was always interested in it. And then, you know, life takes you down different paths. I was actually, when I got into radio, I was doing stand-up comedy, and a new boss came to the news talk station in San Antonio, which is called WOAI, and his name was Andrew Ashwood, who was an amazing mentor. He has sadly since passed away. But he said, you know, I had no radio experience, but he said, I'm looking for people with a new perspective on politics, culture, current events. He said, I am not looking for your standard, you know, talking heads that are already on the radio. So I had no demo tape for radio, but what I did have, I had a stand-up comedy VHS demos. So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to mail it to this guy. There's no way he's going to ever call me back or acknowledge me, but what the heck? Let's throw it out there and see what happens. So I mailed in my VHS comedy tape because I did some political humor. It was during the Clinton administration, so there was always fun, you know, topics for comedy. He goes, hey, you know, it's summertime. A lot of our guys go on vacation. Fill in for a guy named Jack Riccardi. You can do the show for a week. I'm thinking, wow, I've never done radio before. Now I'm filling in for a week. I have no idea how I'm going to do this. But I somehow found a way. I booked some guests, and I had a wonderful time doing it. I became hooked, and he kind of made me the fill-in guy after that. When somebody would go on vacation, I'd be the fill-in guy. That happened for about 3 years, and then in the year 2000, the afternoon guy there moved on to Columbus, Ohio to get a job. So he gave me and another local media guy in San Antonio, Charlie Parker, the afternoon show. So that's how I kind of fell into radio.
Good golly, Jack Riccardi, Charlie Parker, you're throwing some names out there, some big time names from San Antonio, aren't you? My first exposure to you, and I'm not trying to steer anything in the wrong direction, was with your sports talk show in the afternoon with Mr. Booms, right? Wasn't that?
Oh my goodness, yes. Chuck Booms also started in comedy, moved into sports talk radio, and after my years with Charlie Parker, they paired me with Chuck Booms, and it was Chuck really didn't want to have a co-host. Chuck has a big, big personality, so that lasted about 6 months. Some people loved it. It was kind of a train wreck,
yeah.
And I don't know what you thought about it, Dave, but my mother listens to the radio shows, and my mother is now 94 years old, so my mother was, you know, somewhere in her 80s at the time. She would call me after the show and say, Chris, I think I'm going to have a heart attack because that show is so painful to listen to, and I said, Mom, you know, I don't want you to have a heart attack, so please don't listen, but she kept listening. That was one of the tougher parts of my career when you're kind of paired with somebody. It wasn't a good match. It lasted about 6 months.
But what did you learn from that experience? That's the real question sometimes.
I think I learned there are some times in life you can try to make the best of it, but if you're going to be objective, it's just not going to work. I mean, you try your best. You know, now if I were in a similar situation, you know, I would probably say to management and I would probably say to my co-host, hey, you know, this isn't really working. We should really be happy at what we're doing, and I'm not here. That's one of the bottom lines, Doug and Dave. And, you know, I watched a six-part series The Power of Myth with Joseph Campbell. And Joseph Campbell, the late great mythologist, famously, one of his tenets is you should follow your bliss in life. You should do the things that give you passion and that, you know, if you're in your sweet spot, if you're happy doing what you do in life and in work, it's only going to get better. So I think now, being a little older and with, you know, in retrospect, I should have probably gotten out of that earlier, but it only lasted 6 months, so it wasn't that bad.
Small world. My next door neighbor was roommates with Chuck Booms.
Wow, I'll college. Bet you there are some stories.
Small world.
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't have time to talk about those right now.
Hey, I have a question for you. What, you know, given your druthers, speaking of following your bliss, you know, what's your favorite thing to be doing, either on radio or in film or television or live? Or, you know, what's the thing that you really latch on to that is the best of the best stuff that you've had the opportunity to pursue?
It's the times when we're doing work that matters and that positively affects people, either inspires people. You know, Dave was kind of my mentor working at KLRN. I mean, I love public television. I love the positive impact it can have on children, on adults, on the elderly, like the Power of Radio, for instance. There's a woman in San Antonio who started something called the Elf Louise Christmas Project.
Indeed.
Yeah. Know what well.
She realized some kids don't have Christmas. So she had to jump through all these hoops to acquire these letters to Santa Claus at the post office. At first, they wouldn't release them. Eventually, she just kept fighting. She got the letters to Santa Claus. She found the kids who were in poor neighborhoods who would not have Christmas. So all of this was in 1969. Now, the Elf Louise Christmas Project in San Antonio has grown into this huge, they service, I think, something like 20,000 kids and families at Christmas time. Santas show up at their doors and bring them Christmas gifts into their home. So on radio, we annually at WOAI and iHeartRadio, we do the Elf Louise Christmas Radiothon that is able to fund and create more awareness for a project like that. So moments in media of any kind, when you're doing work, I think that matters, that inspires, and that has a tangible positive impact on other people, especially in your community. That's my favorite moments in any kind of work.
What a great story. You know, we had so many discussions with people, and we always ask the same questions in different ways, depending on their backgrounds. And it is amazing to me how many people come back with a similar answer to that, that the things that have meaning for other people are the things that mean the most. And I like to think it's the kind of people, you know, we're all communicators, and to communicate, as Dave Forrest will tell you, you know, you have to have a decent transmitter, but you have to have a better receiver. You have to listen to what people are saying and to empathize with what people are feeling. And maybe that's the reason we get that response. That's a wonderful, wonderful story.
It is. And as Doug said, I believe the common denominator is people that feel like they're making a difference. They're having an impact on the world, because that's something we all aspire to make a difference. Chris definitely does make a difference there in San Antonio. We've crossed paths in a number of these arenas doing just that, KLRN, the Elf Louise Project. So Chris is walking the talk. It's not just, you know, talking about it, but he's actually out there in the field doing it. And that's great. And please say hello to Elf Louise for me. You know, I mean, I still stay in touch with her on Facebook, and I enjoy doing those auctions down there at the mall, and the whole mission is wonderful mission. So the other thing that I noticed you do is some media. I know you do the Spurs. I know you do you know, some of the television commercials for Anserior car dealership. You just, when do you sleep, Chris? I just don't understand that.
Luckily, I'm kind of an insomniac and have been all my life. So, you know, I kind of sleep when I just run out of energy and pass out in the middle of the night. So I look at my life now, and I don't do one thing. I'm kind of blessed to do a little bit of everything. I do a little sports talk on the San Antonio station, Ticket 760. As you mentioned, I'm the studio host for the San Antonio Spurs radio broadcasts. You know, when I was working with Dave at KLRN, the public television station, about 3 years ago, the guy in charge of production, his name is Bruce Cates, came up to me during the KLRN auction after I was volunteering there like Dave for many years, and he said, "How would you like to host a television show called SciTech Now about science, technology, and innovation?" And I said, "Absolutely." And you know, going back to one of your previous questions, that program, we're able to tell stories about science, technology, medicine, innovations that can change and benefit our lives. And again, it's an opportunity – to do work that matters, that might inspire people and might give them ideas to do bigger things in the future. So I'm kind of blessed to, you know, I go back all the way back to the 80s and Joseph Campbell and Follow Your Bliss. I've kind of done that. And I'm at this moment in my life very blessed to be, you know, doing these projects that bring me bliss and happiness. And hopefully they do that for other people as well who experience them.
Yes, indeed. Again, we're talking to Chris Dool, a difference maker in the San Antonio community there in San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, I have one last question for you. There are so many opportunities in media and broadcast and production than there used to be. If you're talking to a young person, you know, and you're giving them good advice, follow your bliss, what practical steps would you give them to people who want to be in the communication business, where maybe they can make the same kind of differences that you have in other people's lives?
Well, you know, there's a quote, and there's a variation of the quote from Marianne Williamson, and Seth Godin, who I recommend his daily blog and all of his books, says this as well. Don't wait for someone to produce you. You've got to produce yourself. There's an opportunity that young people have today that we didn't have when we were getting into the media, and that is in your hand, your smartphone is a television, film, and radio production center. So if you want to be a filmmaker, you can start making films right now. If you want to, you know, be a communicator on video, on television, and or radio, you can do that right now. You can create your own podcast. You can create your own content. And I think as you do that, and as you look at other people who are doing things similar to what you want to do, you can get ideas on how to upgrade your skills and your presentation. So, you know, you don't have to wait for someone to say, hey, I want you to be a part of the media in this company. Absolutely pursue that. But I would say, A, produce yourself right now, create something, get started, you know, get it started today. And at the same time, on that same track, the ways that I have gotten jobs in companies was get your foot in the door. You know, that happened at KLRN television. It happened in radio when I sent my VHS comedy tape in and the guy gave me a week and it went well. So he, you know, I was part-time fill-in guy, and part-time fill-in guy led to other things. So again, just to recap, create your own brand and your own thing that you want to create right now. Don't wait. And at the same time, where you want to go or a company you want to work for, go there, meet people, ask for someone to mentor you either directly or indirectly, and get your foot in the door.
Wow. Words of wisdom from Chris Dool there in San Antonio. Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today, sharing your viewpoints, sharing your knowledge and wisdom experiences. It's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend, and we wish you the best there and continued success in your endeavors.
Dave, Doug, I love your podcast. I listen to it. You guys, too. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for spending time with us today. We hope to hear from you next week.
Yeah, in the meantime, leave us a note on the blog and or send us a note at dave@jobtalkradio.org or doug@jobtalkradio.org.
Dave takes the good notes, Doug takes the bad notes.
I take the high road, Dave takes the low road.
It's a journey. It's a four-wheel drive journey. Hey, thanks again for being with us on jobtalkradio.org. We hope that you'll go to our website, leave a note, post a blog, send us an email. Jobtalkradio.org.
That's jobtalkradio.org.